Welcome, everyone, to episode 51 of IGN's Girl Fight podcast. I'm today's host, Megan Sullivan, and I'm joined by the lovely Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Neha Tiwari.
Hello.
And two new members of our Girl Fight podcast, the lovely Tina Sanchez.
Hi.
And Naomi Campbell. Oh, I'm sorry, Naomi Campbell. What?
Yes, I wish I was, but that's okay.
Close, Naomi Kyle.
Yes, hey, everybody.
But what's your real last name?
Are we going to get into it?
Okay. Absolutely.
Just so awesome.
My real last name is Rochon Baudouin.
Oh, shit. Yes.
So French. I love it.
It's very French. That's why we went with Kyle.
Yep. Yeah. All right, cool. So before we formally introduce Tina and Naomi, we did want to address the elephant in the room, which was a couple weeks ago.
A week ago.
Godly.
I know. Time flies.
Time does fly. It's we had some layoffs both at 1UP and IGN, and I'm very sad to say that the layoffs last week included Scott Bromley, Will Tuttle, Dana Jung Ward, and Nicole Tanner. That's been really hard for us. We know that Girl Fight fans were not sure what was going to happen to the podcast. We are continuing, but unfortunately, we are continuing on without Nicole and Dana. And I know that they would, really appreciate your support. So if you could hit them up on their Twitter feed at Nicole Tanner, and Dana is DJONGEWAARD, Jungle Ward. And also hit them up on their Facebook page. They would really appreciate your support. Just let them know that you really love them on the podcast, you love their work, and that you wish them the best of luck. So it's a little bit of a dark cloud hanging over us, but every dark cloud has a silver lining, and I'm very excited that we got two new members of on our podcast. So let's start with Tina. Tina, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do at 1UP, and what kind of games you like to play?
Wow, bio time. Okay. I'm actually, sorry, I'm a part of IGN now. So I'm the community manager for IGN, 1UP, and GameSpy.
Ooh,
I know, wow. All fancy. I tend to play more on my Xbox 360 out of all three systems that I own. I also play on PC a lot. I tend to play shooters all the time.
Oh, well, that's very exciting because we've never really had a proper shooter fan on the show. Yeah, so this is very exciting dynamic.
Yes.
So like, what's your favorite shooter?
Oh, God. well, a lot of people make fun of me because in the past I used to talk about Call of Duty all the time, like on every podcast I was on. But I've grown up a little bit in the past 3 years, so I play a lot of Battlefield. And I like Borderlands a lot.
Yeah. Are you excited about Battlefield 3? It looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played it at E3, and my preview is up on 1UP if anyone wants to check it out.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm.
What do you actually think of the Call of Duty event?
I'm going. when I saw it, I emailed my boss, Sam, and I was like, send me to camp.
Yeah, no, it actually seems really cool. I mean, when I was reading about it, the fact that they're going to have like a paintball setup.
Yeah.
That seems really cool.
And burger time.
And a life-sized map of the whole game.
Yeah.
I think it's just really interesting that they're doing it at a warehouse. And, once you step inside the warehouse, you're just supposed to be inside the game, which is totally sweet.
Which I hope they do for every game.
Yeah.
That would actually be really cool.
Yeah. Tina's going to have to report on this amazing event. Have you played Bobby yet? He's a big Call of Duty fan.
I just added him to my Xbox account an hour ago. So, we're going to go at it.
This is epic. I cannot wait. Yeah. In case you guys
should do a co-commentary or something. That'd be fun. Yeah.
That'd be funny. I'm not as funny as Bobby, though. I don't name my guns after women.
So, let's see. So name them after men.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. Okay, cool. So, Naomi, tell us about what you do and what kind of games you like to play.
Right. So, I'm the new host here at IGN. The new face of IGN, I guess you would call it. But yes, and I'm doing the daily fixes and a bunch of other hosting jobs. I did all of E3 too, so.
How was that?
That was a whirlwind experience.
Welcome to E3.
Yeah, it was. They really threw me, in the fire pit, and basically just said, "Go for it." And I just went through it, and I just did.
That's good.
Which was fun. It was really great experience. I didn't get to see at all the convention or the conference. So I got to see the Xbox conference, which was really cool.
Oh, good.
Those things are pretty epic.
I think one of the funniest things I saw that came out of that was, I think Baradon put it together, that creepy guy that was watching you. That was the funniest.
That didn't go up on the site.
No, it was just an internal thing, but it was hilarious.
I have pictures of that guy, and you see the progression of his excitement for, I don't know what it was.
For what?
For you, my dear.
He was excited about Naomi, very clearly. And just for the people listening, I'm we had this internal video that that Craig Baradon put together, and it was essentially Naomi doing the fix, and there's this creepy guy standing behind her, just like
staring at
her.
There's like a transparent
wall.
Staring
at the camera, apparently, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then he like looked over at the camera
and, like, gave a creepy
and then
smile.
Like, yeah, it was like creepy, like zoning out creepy.
It was
and,
the weirdest looking
and it was edited
guy,
to like, I think like Jaws music.
I was going to say, I was hoping it was edited to music.
It was brilliant, and it made me laugh for a pretty
I wish
long
we could
time.
Put it up on the site. Yeah. So funny.
I know
you probably wouldn't have liked it, but just
I would. I mean, I was totally for it. I when I walked in and I was like, "You guys made this?" I was like, "Wow." Dude, this is awesome. So yeah. So I'm the new host here, and basically the games I play are very much RPG action adventure games. So
you are wearing a Garrus t-shirt. Right
I
now.
Am.
Yes.
He's my lover in Mass Effect 2. So anyway, he is basically one of my favorite characters in the whole game series.
He looks cool. He's like one of the better characters.
He's an awesome, awesome character. Yeah. I was hoping they would make Thane t-shirts as well. I can't decide between the two. I have different saves. So I have Garrus as my boyfriend in one and Thane.
Thane
and I'm like,
just,
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, he's just a cool guy.
I prefer people I can actually mate with.
Christine's pretty practical.
But you can mate with Garrus in a
you,
certain
it might kill
kind
you.
Of, well,
you head bump is what you do.
It's really
odd. It's really
weird, like, I don't even know, there was no penetration. Sorry.
Like, <whoa. laughs>
it was just straight
well,
up.
Well, at least with Thane you can make thing. Out, but with Garrus it's just awkwardly
really have
head bump.
It is awkward, but I thought it was really cute how he's like, I'm going to...
It was just cute how nervous he was.
Yeah, it was so cute and endearing, and I just, for such a badass guy to be that way, it's like...
Yeah.
Anyways.
By the way, if you thought that you were going to listeners escape from the Mass Effect love fest, you were wrong.
We have I'm still here, and now we have Naomi.
Yeah, now so we have great. Naomi. So this is pretty awesome, I have to say.
Oh, then I have a question. Well, I haven't really played any of them. My bad.
What?
I know.
But you're like, you know, Mass Effect 2 especially is a lot more shooter than RPGs. You'd probably
I
like
saw
it.
That.
It is. And I'm not a shooter. Like, I'm not a big time shooter. Yeah. I'll play a game and I'll get into it, but. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I like playing, you know, the story-based games.
Right.
But
so what's your favorite? Is Mass Effect or Dragon Age like your favorite kind of RPG action game? Or
yeah, Mass Effect is definitely on the top. And then, I don't know, I like, it's hard to say. It's a toss-up between Mass Effect and, yeah, Dragon Age, I guess. It's kind of weird because it's the same company, so. But,
right. Well, BioWare is amazing, and that's just the end of that story.
And they're Canadian.
Yes, they are Canadian.
Hey,
there you go.
Yeah.
You're being very patriotic.
I am.
Why? It's Canada Day.
It is Canada Day. Is. You're not wearing a Canadian t-shirt, though. You were wearing
yes,
a
t-shirt. Yes,
no, that's true. As soon as I said that, I was like, no, I'm wrong, because Garrus is technically Canadian.
There you
yes.
go.
Exactly. There fun is. Fact for all of you people out there. Yes. Every character in Mass Effect is Canadian.
Yes, that is true. And I was wearing my N7 hoodie earlier, so I,
so
too,
you're
was,
Canadian, too.
I am Canadian for a day. That's right. Absolutely.
How come he can't sleep with Grunt?
I would imagine that would
that
be...
No one wants
weird.
To?
Possibly
they have,
not.
Like, eight testicles?
They do. Yeah, it's like four or something like that. It's like 4 to 8
or something.
Yeah, you would think but. That the girls would want
so
that.
So if anyone has genitalia questions on Mass Effect lore, like you guys are the
come to us.
Podcast.
We're the podcast to ask.
Okay.
Absolutely. We have to balance out a Knock and Boots somehow, which actually Neha is on from time to time as
yes.
well. Always interesting advice, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm like the girl on the... It's funny, too, because like sometimes I feel like I out-guy them. They're like, really? I'm like, sorry, that's just the way I think. Or,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of women do, though, but they just don't say it.
Yeah, I think that is. There's like a mannerism that we kind of have. We seem more polite. But man, if you get a bunch of girls by themselves, man,
yeah.
what we talk
it's
about.
It's a dangerous territory.
It absolutely. Is dangerous territory. Speaking of dangerous territory, yeah. we have a new mascot, and she is kicking butt and taking names. So I want to introduce listeners. Obviously, you can't see her. Well, nope. I take that back. You can. If you go to our IGN Girl Fight Facebook page, we have pictures of our new mascot up, who I've dubbed Pugilist Peach, because it is Princess Peach with Everlast boxing gloves on. And I wanted to read the letter that accompanied our new mascot. And I apologize if I get the name wrong, but it's from Zephyr of Yore. And he wrote in and he says...
This, by the way, came the day after.
Yeah, unfortunately, this actually came after the layoffs. So it was originally addressed to Nicole Tanner and the rest of Girl Fight. But let me just read part of the letter. So He says, "Good day, Nicole, and the ladies of Girl Fight. Just wanted to let you know that your cries for fan art have not gone unnoticed, but alas, I lack artistic talent. Fret not, though. I have devised a plan that will get you your greatly needed fan art and completely bypass my artistically challenged self. So my plan is twofold. First, plan A, or better known as Project Peach. Second, plan B, or better known as Project Someone's Gotta Have More Talent Than Me. Okay, Project Peach was a fairly simple plan. I would simply gather up materials from other more talented people and use a combination of products to make a new original Peach. Step one, find a Princess Peach doll. Many times during Girl Fight podcasts, Princess Peach has been put down, made fun of, and in general thought poorly of. I thought what better way than getting a Princess Peach doll, hack out her eyes, blindfold her, and put a pair of red gloves around her,
although
the symbol of Girl Fight.
Hacked out her eyes. You don't really need to blindfold her.
No.
Nope.
She probably can't see.
It's redundant. Okay. Oh, but this keeps going. Then I could put a noose around her neck so you ladies could hang her up on the wall and throw scornful looks at her while recording Girl Fight. Yeah. She's got, if you look at the pictures on her Facebook page, she's got a red bandana that was supposed to be her blindfold and a white rope wrapped around several times.
Did it come like this or did you modify it?
No, it actually came exactly like this.
It came like this, but he modified it, obviously.
He modified it. So that's what it is. So he was going to hack out her eyes, blindfold her, put a pair of gloves on her, and then hang her by the neck. And then he says, I ran into a problem. I just couldn't do it. The idea of hacking out her eyes. The ideas of hacking out her eyes seemed poor form for such a nice doll. So I just put a blindfold on.
See, chivalry. It just kicked right in.
It's not a little late, but it kicked in. Exactly. All right. Then while tightening up the noose and gloves around her neck, I got a real bad feeling, you know, like I was doing something wrong. So I thought back to all the adventures I've been having trying to save her, and the project grinded to a halt. Princess Peach, for me at least, was always a symbol of kindness and caring. Continuing just wasn't an option. I needed a new plan A, so plan A2 was born. Using already purchased materials, I was going to revamp Princess Peach's image. I was going to make her a Girl Fight girl, ready to take on the gaming world one contemptuous butthead at a time. Yes, she wears pink. She wears heels. And yes, she kicks ass. Deal with it, world. Some of them, like Megan Shep with perfectly teased hair. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. It's sort of like Megan Shep with perfectly teased hair. I hope you gals will eventually grow to love the new Peach. She may not be breaking new ground in the gaming world, but she's still one of the girls. So, we have a new mascot, and it's Princess Peach sporting awesome Everlast gloves. So again, you can go to her. Someone went ahead and blindfolded her.
Yeah, that's me. Sorry.
Yeah, so go ahead and go to our IGN Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/IGN Girl Fight.
And there are pictures of her. Also, she is fighting Sailor Moon in one picture. I had a smackdown going on between her and Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon would win.
Yeah. Actually,
in my opinion.
Possibly, if you want to, if you have an opinion on who would win, Sailor Moon or Princess Peach, go ahead and email
us. This Princess Peach.
This like pugilist Peach. Kick-ass pugilist Peach.
Yeah.
Yes. So
I do like the Ryu like bandana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually kind of cool if you put it on her head and she's just gonna bust somebody up.
Yeah.
Shoryuken. All right. Awesome. Okay. So who would win? Pugilist Peach or Sailor Moon? Email us at IGNGirlFight@gmail.com and tell us who you think would win. But there's more, by the way, because also this fan included a PlayStation Move. So why did he include a PlayStation Move? He has a story for that, too. During the holidays, I received a PS3 motion controller instead of BioShock.
Whoops.
You think I'd be angered by this fact. Apparently, I think he got this off of retail or something, a mail order. And he says he got PS3 motion controller instead of BioShock. Now, you'd think I'd be angered by this fact, but I was more confused than anything else. I mean, did the two really look that similar? No. Anyway, I was refunded the money. BioShock would never reach me in time for the holidays and had to find other means to get my BioShock, but what to do with the controller? I'm not really interested in the Move system, so the controller is no use to me. But I'm sure I could trade it in or sell it, but instead I thought I would actually put it to better use. The ladies of IGN Girl Fight could run a fan art contest. At least one of the prizes would be this motion controller. This would get you not one, but many artistic works for the wall, or at least it hopes it does. Best of luck in utilizing this controller. Well, what we thought we'd do, instead of having a fan art contest, we thought it would be a good idea to have a contest where you write in and tell us your favorite memories of Dana and Nicole, like your favorite episodes that they were on, a girl fight, what you really liked about them. And if you write us in at, again, IGNGirlFight@gmail.com, tell us your favorite memories of them, and you could win this PS3 motion controller.
There's just one, by the way.
Yes, there's just one.
but, you know.
Yeah.
Free and competition.
The, yeah. So it's a PlayStation Move, but it's just one wand, correct?
Correct. It's just one wand.
Okay, so if you
So you
have
still need the iToy.
Yeah, you do still need the iToy. So if you have that
and
you want
the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, and the PlayStation 3, that would be helpful, and you want this, all you have to do is write in and tell us your favorite memories of Dana and Nicole on the show.
Now, so, I will say, just so we cover our butts, US only, cuz only, and this is why. It's a pain in the ass, sorry, to ship anywhere else. It just
it
really is.
Customs is
they probably
annoying.
Have to be over 18 too, right?
Yeah, it's like this whole thing about the value and all this crap. Like, it's just
wait. Naomi, can we send stuff to Canada like differently than the way we know? Like, is there an underground
like an underground market?
There are border issues for sure. I've had a few
that
actually
sucks.
With things that I bought in the States and I've had shipped, and yeah, just
it's
a nightmare.
Silly. It's Canada.
That's what you know. It took so long for me to get here too. So I mean, I guess even with
they didn't
want to
give you up
the same way. So you know,
yeah, it is. And I know we have listeners around the world, and I
so
know that's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
We
we'll try to get
you,
more
though.
Codes. Yeah, we'll try to get more codes. I think that'd be a good idea. Like beyond another podcast,
some
always have codes.
Are US only codes. Oh,
are there
just in stores?
Well, there's really no way to win
about it.
So move to the United States and we'll send you something.
Or if you have a friend in the United States that's willing to take your prize and hold on to it until you come visit them.
Yes.
There you go, too.
Exactly. There's ways around it. We promise we will try to get something to our fans around the world. I know we have a lot of European fans and some fans in Asia. So we'll try to do something. But for now, US fans only, please. Okay, so I thought we'd go ahead, and since this is a shorter episode this week, I'd go ahead and start reading some of the mail that we've gotten. So if you have any questions or comments, again, like I said, you can email our Gmail account at IGNGirlFight@gmail.com, and we will try to get to as many questions and comments as possible. And the first email I printed out is actually relevant to a podcast we did a couple weeks ago about gold farming in China, which is when prisoners in China are made to play video games all day long, which you think, oh, that's not so bad, except that they're forced to mine for gold in these online MMOs, and if they don't get a certain amount at the end of the day, they're beaten.
What?
So it's a really, really crooked system.
I think it's like 20 hours at a time, too.
Yeah, it's like 20 hours at a time where you play, and all you do is farm gold in these games, and if you don't get as much as they want, because the guards make money off of this gold, they sell it for real, actual money, they will beat the prisoners.
I wonder if they train you. Like, do they just throw you and say farm for gold, or do they actually are the best ways? No, go get it done.
Yeah, probably. I have no idea.
I would hope.
I mean, if they're benefiting from it,
them. Then
it's like when Korean boys turn 16, they get a copy of StarCraft, and they're just like, "Go, my child."
Learn.
Yes, learn the world. Well, what was interesting is we actually got a letter back from someone in China who had an opinion about this, which I thought was really cool. So I was going to read that. So this is from, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, John. And John says, hi, ni hao. My name is John, and I'm a recent listener of the podcast. In podcast 48, you talked about China's impact on gaming. I'm not sure if you guys are still interested in such a topic, since it's been a while. But anyway, as someone that came from China, here's my opinion on the topic. First of all, about the gold farmers. Personally, I've never done it or had any friend that was involved in it, but I think they are just hardworking people like you and me. I heard the prisoner gold farmer issue before. It is not good from what I have heard, but I doubt it happens in every prison there is in China. Also, you guys mentioned that online MMOs are popular in China, and yet there are over 10 million, there are 10 million players on World of Warcraft, and that is the only, and that is only one game. The reason for that is because the income level over there is still not quite at the same level compared to here in the States, and online games for PC are either free to play or usually cost less money than some console games that will eat up a large part of a person's income. Having said that, there are just as many people like me who love console games as well. Sorry, the English is a little is a little hectic, but that's okay. About the rehearsal type of interview, you guys talked about on the podcast, you do have to think about the things you say in China because it does put you in a difficult situation sometimes. But like many things in life, it is what it is. And if that's how it works, they can just deal with it. And it's not like you can do anything about the way certain things work. So that's pretty much all I want to say. I love the podcast and I love you guys. Keep up the good work. And most importantly, thanks for reading my email. Mm. So we have at least one fan in China, which is very cool. And thank you for...
You sure he's in China?
I think he's here.
He's here. He sounds like
I'm sorry. I think he meant... Oh, I see.
He's here now.
Okay. I probably keep saying in China, but they came from China. He actually says, but anyway, someone that came from China.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, that makes more sense. But it's interesting to have that perspective from somebody who knows the culture. And I think it's something to think about that there's a lot of people who play MMOs simply because they're cheaper, they're free online. So that's why everyone plays them in China.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not always free.
No, they're not always free, but
you a lot of money.
It is true. Yeah. As we've talked about, there's like this.
Oh, it's just a dollar.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, crap. That's why Zynga is now worth what, like $1 billion?
$1 billion.
Yeah, their IPO
is $1 billion.
Yeah, which is insane. So anyway, but thank you, John, for writing in.
I want him to write into the show about the iDong. Have you guys heard about that?
No, no. What is that?
It's the Chinese version of Kinect. It's called iDong.
Oh my God!
Really?
iDong?
Yeah,
I have never heard.
There's a joke in there somewhere, by the way.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, if you are in China or from China or know anything about it, write in and let us know what that is about. I'm very intrigued. Yeah. Okay, so our next letter comes from Jiofried, and they say, I wonder how people react to this new thing on Duke Nukem. Apparently, what are your feelings on the fact that this game was actually made by women and that it's getting a lot of flack for being kind of...
It was made by women. I doubt the entire team was every producer. Of the
I don't know. I am just repeating what they put on their email.
I think it's a strange.
I think that's a strange way to put it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. DNA, it says Duke Nukem Forever was mainly written by women that are Duke fans.
Written by women.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was written by women.
Who are Duke what fans who then therefore understand the character.
Right.
Who is a pig.
Yeah.
I think
what do we? The question. The question is, what do we think of it? Do we have an issue with Duke Nukem? Do we think that these women are doing a disservice? I think that's what they mean.
No,
it's just a job. I mean,
yeah.
I'm always. If I met them, I wouldn't be like, "Oh, you're setting the feminist movement back."
Dozens of years.
I mean, it's not a game I would play. It's not a game I particularly care for.
But it's not targeted
but
at
it's
us
not
either.
Yeah, it's not
right.
It's a macho game.
Yeah.
They're giving in a lot of flack when they already knew that that's what it was going to be. So
yeah, they're actually brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, they actually did a really good job.
So there you go. We don't mind Duke Nukem here in this particular podcast.
Doesn't mean I'm going to play it, but it can
exist. Yeah, I have heard interesting things.
I actually might play it just because I've played the other ones. Well, when I was more of a PC gamer.
Right.
But, you know. I don't know. I never really, I mean, to this day, like, Doom 2 is still one of my favorite games ever.
I just found it weird. Like, in one of the demos that they were giving.
Which one was it?
They were so, sorry, what?
Which one was it?
They came here and demoed it. They were so excited about the fact that you could pick up poop and fling it around. And, like, that was what they were really excited about. That and was, I was just like,
That was in Saints Row 2,
yeah.
though, wasn't it? That same thing.
What? Picking up poop?
Like, throwing poo it.
I don't know, possibly.
I think it was.
I don't think it's an original concept.
It's not, no, I mean, monkeys do it, so. Yeah. But it was just like, that was what they were super hyped about. And I just thought that was really weird.
So weird.
Yeah, Mike Thompson actually wrote a piece on Duke Nukem Forever, and he was just, he loved the fact that you just randomly pick up poo, and I was like, really? That's the highlight
I mean,
of this
that's,
game.
That's a different mental wave right there. That's not something that I would get excited about.
Yeah. Me neither. No.
I have no idea. All right. Well, there you go. Okay. And then the next question is from Brendan. And Brendan wants to know if any of us have read a series of books called The Ranger Apprentice. I've never heard of it. But
Ranger Apprentice.
Has anyone read this series?
Because
we talk a lot about books, he says. So he wants to know if we read it.
Is it a Western?
Are they good?
Is it a graphic novel? Is it
he doesn't specify, so I was hoping someone in the podcast would know, because I'm like, I've never heard of
write
it.
Write back and tell us what it is.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, what is Ranger Apprentice? Because I didn't, unfortunately.
And why should we read it?
Yes.
Yes, why should we read it?
Is it about a wizard that takes place in the...
I don't know. At first I thought maybe he was...
I'm thinking like... Bow and arrow. But
oh, really?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I thought, what is it?
Yeah.
See, I thought Ranger, like cowboy kind
that's
of.
That's what I thought, like Wild West.
Yeah, like a Dark Tower kind of thing.
But I just read the Hunger Games, so my mind is very much on archery right now.
Okay.
I still have not read Hunger Games.
The first one's really good.
I know you've talked about
they
it.
They get a little bit less good.
Oh. Oh, dear.
The first one's still
like,
really
should
great.
I read the first one and stop?
No. Okay. Because... The thing I don't like about them is that it felt like she wrote one book and then hacked it into three. Oh. So, like, they end and they just, it's, you're like, okay, and and then you just have to go read the next book.
Oh.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sounds like a money-making scheme.
It was, but she only wrote three, so.
All right.
It's
at least
doable.
She's not greedy.
It's doable.
Okay.
Okay, and... Oh, this last one is not for me, actually. This is for Damon. I grabbed one of Damon's emails. I kind of want to read it, though. It has to do with alcohol, which is why I'm kind of...
This really a question, which is the sad part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sorry, Matt, who wrote Damon an email, what's up?
Please exactly. Send us booze, too. We would like
that. Yeah,
we
asked... I had a call out for Zinfandel and nice champagne on...
Well, that's because... I don't know. Boxed wine is
fine.
Are
we talking about boxed wine?
Damn, Christine.
Well, the GameSpy debriefings used to get all that that bum wine. That, like, not even $2 bucks truck, but like a like Thunderbird or something. Like, they would get, like, the hardcore, only bums would drink this on a freezing cold night kind of thing, because otherwise you would die of alcohol poisoning. They used to get that all the time on GameSpy debriefings. I was like, somebody send us something, but a
Can
little
we not
more classy.
Get boxed wine? Like,
is there a way to? Is there anyone out there who could actually send us wine? Like anyone in California who could like send us like Napa?
Someone work at a winery?
Yeah, does anyone work at a winery?
We'd like
in Sonoma or Napa or down
Which
in Santa Barbara?
Which is not super far from here.
No,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you could just send us like coupons or like little passes to go on like a wine tour, that would be awesome.
That would be fun.
We would totally
and what
give you
will
a shout out.
In return for this person?
We I don't.
Talk about it.
We will go with them if
and
they
we'll take
are,
photos.
Yeah.
How about they give us the tour?
If they work at the winery, that would be yes. that would be
that
even
would
better.
Be or we could have like a girl fight meetup, or is that a horrible idea?
Everybody
gets drunk and a wine
and
we'll have a, yeah, we'll have a wine and cheese tasting, which
that
I think
would be
delicious.
We'll keep
amazing.
It classy.
Yeah, we yes. are a classy podcast.
Until we
podcast.
Get too much wine into us, and then we will.
And then we start.
I'm still
the
good for the
box
wine. I don't know about you guys, but wine. To
You're
me
cool
is
with
just,
box wine.
I'm cool about box right. wine. I,
Hold
any
up,
wine
let's
is
talk
good
about
wine.
This.
Wait a minute.
For those of us who are big, I almost said winos. I shouldn't say that, but for those of us who are big on wine, I just you kind of move out of that phase, and you can't really ever go back. You can't.
Man, I'm a fan of getting
drunk. You can move out of that phase when you're 16.
Yeah, pretty. Or college, out of college, because in college you can't afford anything.
Well, see, I think you. Graduate from the box
Someone
wine
to
like
Megan
Bartles and
tequila
Jay.
Or something, yeah.
and then to better stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there are some good wines that are under $10, like Smoking Loon is like
guys
a Zinfandel.
I hear you
guys
are known for
like
that in the States to have really cheap wine, but really good wine.
Yeah, there is $2.
You can totally
it's
go to Trader Joe's
box,
and get some pretty
yeah.
decent right. wine.
Yeah, you can get.
Bucks.
Yeah, and then Definitely. BevMo always has like you buy one bottle, you get another one for like 5 cents. It's got
Wait,
we've got
what?
Amazing deals.
What? I've not heard of that.
Oh, you were
they
the
advertise
BevMo newsletter,
all the time.
And they have like
yeah.
the 1 cent sale.
Yeah.
1 cent?
Yeah, you could even get it for a penny.
Yeah, there you have all sorts
like
of crazy.
One, get one
yeah,
for a penny.
Beverages and more. We call it BevMo.
You will not find that up in Canada.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You can get some awesome cases of wine for like really good prices. You can get one bottle of wine and another. Practically for like
if you work at a BevMo
yes if you work at a BevMo
please send us numerous bottles of wine
yes, yes.
I actually sense. Have some emails on my phone I just thought I'd pull up there's just a couple this one's from Nick and he would like to know about the rumors that female Shepard will be appearing in commercials for Mass Effect 3 and that she may even be featured on the Mass Effect 3 collector's edition box art. I'd like to say this is true. At least that's what Bioware employees on Twitter say, so I'm assuming that they would know. And then they also say, are there any plans to have Naomi Kyle on the podcast? So yes.
Dream done.
Yes, there are.
Wish granted. Yes. Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyways, he wanted to know what our thoughts were on FemShep being in commercials.
I'd be excited because everyone, not everyone, I shouldn't make a blanket statement, but I would definitely say that a lot of people are like, Jennifer Hale does such an amazing job as FemShep.
Yeah.
And she's really kick-ass and takes names. And so it would be nice because I know they have to look at our demographic. A lot of males, apparently, according to one statistic, actually do end up playing the male Shepherd. But it seems like everyone seems to universally agree that when you play FemShep, you're kind of like, oh, man, this is so much cooler.
Her voice is just awesome. Like, her
voice. Yeah,
Jennifer Hale is amazing. She is my hero. I want to be her when I freaking
Yeah, I think the stats for Mass Effect 2, it was like only 18% of people played as female Shepherd.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, which is still, I think, a decent number. But come on, people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're missing out on some good, good stuff. So, yeah.
Agreed.
It is awesome. Yeah. What else you got there, Christine?
I'm trying to look through.
I had to give a shout out to someone who was on my IGN and who's like, don't forget to give a shout out. And I completely forgot my notebook. So I was supposed to say something. I'm going to look him up right now. But I'm pretty sure. Are we narrowing down to the end of the?
Yeah, but go ahead and look it up.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try my best. You guys can maybe answer more questions and I'll try to put in whatever.
Yeah.
Ben C. would like to know, if you had the opportunity to voice a character in a video game, would you? And if so, which video game character would you like to voice / think you'd be good at?
Marcus Fenix, Gears of War.
You would
want to. Taylor just knew off the top of her head.
That's Megan, since you are actually in voice.
I'm actually making a demo this December. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it started as a lark, and then they were like, you're actually pretty decent at this, so if you want to do this as a side thing, you should. And I was like, that would be awesome. So I don't know. I do a lot of voices for a lot of characters for our classes, so I don't know. But I do have a lot of fun with, like...
What was your favorite one?
I actually did a Dragon Age 2 character. I want to say it was Cassandra, but I can't remember anymore. And that was actually really fun. I like the ones with really good dialogue and an actual fleshed out character, as opposed to, like, I thought I wanted to do, like, JRPG voices, and then you quickly learn that they're all the same voice. Oh my God. There's always the same.
There's a lot of breathing.
There's a lot of. See, I could have
had a whole. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, the entirety of Third Birthday was just.
Oh my God.
Like, really heavy like breathing. Yeah, it really, really did.
You don't know this, but people rewinded this part like 8 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, sure happy to oblige people. Okay, so yeah, that is that.
Metroid.
Oh, you'd be Samus?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I think that'd be really fun.
You should give us a test right now.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
No?
Come on.
I can't.
I know.
Come on, we need to solve for time. I gotta read some stuff.
You know, a friend of mine, she actually was a voice in Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Veronica Belmont, which I think all you guys, you guys know.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, very cool.
And she said that it was like a really cool experience for her, just because it was like kind of like a dream come true. Like, you know, I think everyone that plays games was like, oh, that'd be so cool if I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'll just say something from BioWare. I don't know what it would be. It could be like, I could be a bartender. I wouldn't care. Like,
even just like a
song. Why you want to drink?
I did help with the video that we produced last year, and I was Miranda.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that was me. So that
I did the voice of Lightning for some IGN Final Fantasy parody. We did a dub over, which was really fun.
Yeah, that was super fun.
That was the one
it's
where
funny
she...
It's funny, too, because I have a really crappy British accent, so that was
Does Miranda's ass get her
She's
own
Australian,
voice?
She's Australian,
right? Not?
You'd
or
think
Australian.
It would.
Yeah. I don't know. We were trying to figure out her accent. And how to best emulate
it.
I think it's Australian.
That's
I can see the name, but I can't... It's not coming to me. Because she was also the voice of... Even or a Parasite Eve or a not Eve Aya,
yeah. Sorry, what are you saying? What are you talking
the
about?
Actress who does Miranda, the voice actress. Oh. She's also in Third Birthday.
I do not know her name.
Yeah, I can see it. I want to say it's like Yvonne or something.
Sexy name.
Yeah, it's a sexy name, no matter what it is, and she has a sexy voice. So
did you find your shout out?
I can't actually sign on to my IGN on my. that's something we can maybe bring up anyways.
Yeah,
if we could ever get my IGN on mobile phones, that would
yes,
be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yes,
yep.
Agree.
Yeah.
So I feel really bad, but I promise whoever it is, I will try to remember your name.
How about
a general shout out to all the support that I've gotten ever since joining the IGN team has been really, really good. So I'm really happy about that. And to bring it back to the characters that I would like to portray, if ever be the voice of, is Harley Quinn in Batman.
Ooh, good one.
Nice. Yeah.
Very good.
You want to be here for Halloween, right?
I do.
Yeah.
And yes, definitely have to work on a costume starting like tomorrow because
it takes a while.
I can't
believe
it's almost here.
Yeah.
It is. Crap. It's very soon and I want it to be badass. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice.
Someone needs to be Catwoman then, not me because.
With the goggles.
Oh, yeah, the goggles.
So sweet.
That would be amazing. Yep, exactly. Dynamic. How are we doing on time?
37 minutes.
Okay. So I guess we can go ahead and wrap it up then since we have a shorter podcast today. We just want to get a feel of the dynamic and let us know what you think. Again, I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of our new dynamic and let us know if you would like a new structure. We're looking for exciting new ideas on what we can do on Girl Fight. I know a lot of you gave feedback already and said you're happy with the current structure, but this is an opportunity to better ourselves and we know that fans are very passionate about the podcast, so let us know if you have any ideas about where we could take the podcast in the future. You can like us on Facebook. You can check out our IGN Twitter, or I'm sorry, IGN Twitter account, our Twitter at IGN Girl Fight, and you can follow us individually on my IGN. So thanks everyone for listening, and remember, if you work at a winery, please give a shout out.
Or BevMo.
Or BevMo. You know, we are looking for. Yeah, we're not discriminating here. We
Hell,
love all
7-Eleven.
Slurpees. Oh my god, Slurpees
I want
would
nachos.
Be amazing. Okay, this kind of needs to happen. So anyways, thanks for listening and we will see you next week.